Welcome, everyone. For those of you, I've met some of you last week, Natalie and Cleo. Not very nice to meet you.
Too.
So I have prepared some questions and a very colorful presentation to share with you. And that is going to bring us to our initial plan, the dinner party, but for today we'll change it to the lunch party. So the invitation stated that each of you should invite your own guests, 3 to 5 guests, and you have to think about what you will discuss and what you will serve them as dinner. You can keep your dinner plans or your dish, but this time we are going to serve it for lunch.
So, what have we got?
So let's start with the first question. And this is, if you could invite one famous person to dinner, who would it be? And then also tell me what is your reason why you chose this person. So who would you think would be an interesting famous person to invite to dinner?
So, who do you want to start with? Oh, Rosie's just popped up. Rosie.
Okay.
Who would you invite to dinner as a famous person?
Famous person. Oh my God, I like a lot of famous person, but okay, maybe it can be Fernanda Torres, the actress who won the, oh my God, the
The Oscars?
yes, because she's grateful. She's wonderful actress.
What do you think, Anita?
So why do you like her? What is something she does that makes her stand out?
Yeah, because she's her mom is Fernanda Montenegro, and her and she are excellent actresses because they represent romance novels with excellence. And her mom, Fernanda Montenegro, educated her to be a great, not only actress, but to be a great actress too, because she grew up with her mom in the theater, in the, I don't know the word in English, and she studied since when she was an early girl. So I like her because she studied a lot. She's very sympathetic, so I like her because this. And she won her first Oscar when she was only 20, 21, 21 years old. So she studied since when she was very young. I think
Okay.
because this. Sorry,
Excellent.
my
Very
English.
nice. So, since she was a young girl, she grew up with her mom on in the theater on stage.
Yes, state. Thanks for the word.
Okay. For the stage, yes. Okay, very good. Alexander, who is one famous person that you would like to invite to dinner?
I would like to invite Robbie Williams.
Ooh.
Okay.
Frank, what's your problem?
How long have you got?
Because I think his career was very great and hard. And I will talk with him about the career, and I think He had drug and or drugs and alcohol problems, and yeah, that's interesting things who I would know.
Would like to know.
Would like to know.
Okay. Very interesting choice.
No comment.
Okay. Natalie, who would you like, or which famous person would you like to invite to dinner and why?
Yes, I'm sorry, but through the word famous, I didn't know that it was a person who is known, a star. And
Oh, okay.
I just believe of a person that is cheer, okay. Dear, sorry, a person who
Oh, a
is dear.
dear person. Okay.
Yeah, a dear person that I would like to eat with her. And I thought about my neighbor, Estelle, which is a friend and which will come back to visit us in Seoul next Monday. So that's why I thought about her. She's doesn't known.
But
I'm sorry.
she's not well known or she's not
Well,
famous.
that's well,
Yeah,
yes,
she's
that's
not
okay.
famous. It's not famous. I have the French word famous, which
Okay.
is not the same thing. And I'm sorry. I
That's
don't think
okay.
about
No problem.
yeah. And
Okay.
I thought about her because this is a person who like to invite every weekend. She liked to invite a lot of friends, a lot of people, a lot of colleagues, a lot of
So
association, the member of the association of the sport of everybody, and she has a very
it's a very friendly person, yeah. Convivial, yes, it's a very convivial person, yeah.
Cleo, who would you like to invite, or which famous person would you like to invite to dinner?
I would say Barack Obama
Okay,
because
why?
I don't know.
Oh,
I feel like in his speeches and the way he thinks and like throughout his I don't know. He just seems like a very kind and interesting person.
okay.
As I'm really interested in politics and yeah, I feel like he's really, I don't know, just an interesting person. And yeah,
Okay.
talking about, I don't know, the world and social issues with him would be
Yes. Monica, you are very quiet today.
I was listening. There's a saying, that's why we've got two ears and one mouth, so we listen more than we speak. No, there's a few people on my list, a few musicians. I'm actually seeing Cyndi Lauper next week and
Oh,
Susie
nice.
Quattro later on.
Oh my
But the
God.
person, one of the people on my list is Sir Edmund Hillary. He's from New Zealand and he was born in 1919, but when he was 33, he and his Sherpa were the first people to climb to the summit of Mount Everest. So he was 33, and then he lived to when he was 88. But many years ago, I think it was 1972, my dad went to New Zealand skiing and he actually signed a visitor book somewhere, and the person before him was Sir Edmund Hillary. But I'd like to invite him because he did something no one else has done before. And it was just unique, first thing to do then. It's easier to do it now with, modern advances. Actually, someone I know has done it a couple of times and she's only short. So I thought, wow, it's an amazing achievement. But in those days, without the technology and the things we've got now, and he was also a philanthropist and, helping others. But it's the highest mountain in the world, and he was the first person to climb it. So I think he'd be a great lunch guest.
Okay. Okay, that's very interesting. I read an article some time ago also about a man who climbed Everest, but a couple of times, and he usually does it without oxygen.
Wow.
Yes, so that is very interesting.
But
he, I think in this article, they explained that he started climbing mountains when he was 10 years old. And then when he was 18 years old, he decided to take it serious. And then he had a group of trainees and people who helped him to perform better when he climbs mountains. So that is very interesting.
Wow. 18.
Yes. Yes.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, are you inviting him or?
No. No, I'm just mentioning him because Monica is talking about the mountain climbing and Everest.
But you've got him on speed dial on your phone, have you?
No, I don't know him personally.
Oh, for God's sake.
So, Frank, who would you like to invite as a lunch guest?
Right. He is probably not famous as all the other people that were mentioned today, but I would like to invite an Argentinian chef called Francis Malman, who does, this is my dig at South Africa and Australia, who does spectacular barbecues in the open, in winter, in snow. If you can Google him, the man, he believes in superlatives. Yeah, he does not cook normal. He just cooks gigantically, and he is from Argentina. He was a French trained chef. He cooked in the French style, but the French didn't like this because he isn't French. And they advised him, go back and cook in your own style. You are from Argentina, cook in the Argentinian style. And he did. He owns restaurants around the world, and his barbecues in the nature in Patagonia are legendary. So, and he can cook for us as well. There you go.
Yes. Very good.
Do you approve, Janita? I mean,
I approve. All these guests will have a very interesting conversation.
Oh yes.
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay.
So let's go to the next question. What makes a dinner party enjoyable? Is it the good company? Is it delicious food, the atmosphere, entertainment, drinks? What makes a dinner party or lunch party enjoyable?
A mix of all of this.
Okay. Okay. Why do you say a mix of all of these things?
It's like a combination, I would say. I mean, you need good company, of course, like to have good conversations and, I don't know, having a fun time. And I mean, delicious food, of course. It's the whole point
yes.
of inviting people for dinner. And I mean, the atmosphere, it's like a whole, like.
So atmosphere is like the room or the music or decoration.
Yeah, so it's everything at the same time. So. Yeah, that's why I think it's everything is very important.
Monica, you had your hand up.
I tend to agree with Claire. It's a combination. But I think the main thing, you know, we've all probably been to meals that the food was average, but the company, good company, good conversation, I think that would be the top of the list. But it is definitely a combination. But yeah, good company and nice people to be with would be number one on my list.
Okay.
but the others are a bonus. It's always good. We all like good food and wine. So, but yeah, definitely the good company would be the top of the list.
Rosalie, what do you think? What makes a good lunch party? Or what makes a lunch party enjoyable or dinner party?
Yes, I agree with Claire and Monica. In the dinner we must have good company, delicious food, the atmosphere, and what Monica said, the good companies must be in the top of the list, right? Because if you have good company, you can enjoy you can enjoy a good time talking about nice subjects and listen some nice song. I think this.
Okay.
Robbie Williams can sing, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't listen you.
That's okay. Nobody else does. No, Robbie Williams can sing.
So, Rosalie, who, what kind of music will you choose for your dinner party?
Certainly, I use pop mu MPB music because here in Brazil we have a lot of really, really, really nice songs.
Right. Okay. Very good. Alexander, what do you think? What makes a dinner party enjoyable?
I'm going with the guys before me. But we don't forget the drinks. The drinks are important too.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
Okay.
it's all famous. No, not famous.
It's all good. It's
Im
all important.
important,
It's all
good.
important.
Thank you. Yeah, and I
Okay.
would like to hear piano music. It's very slowly, and we can speak with all the guests. I think that's a good combination.
So why did you choose the drinks? Why do you say the drinks are the most important?
Yeah, because then it's a funnier.
Ask, what kind of drinks do you have in mind?
What kind of drinks? I would like to drink a gin tonic.
Oh my
Okay.
goodness.
One gin tonic with Robbie Williams.
Okay.
With ice and lemon.
Yes.
Alexander, you and I have to talk after this.
Okay, that's very interesting.
That's an understatement.
Yes, and to put it lightly. Okay, Natalie, what makes a dinner party enjoyable?
Yes, I think the first point, the good company is very, very, very important, and it's the greeter of a good moment, a good party or a good food. And even if you have no food and no drink and no music, you can have a very, very good moment if you are in good company. So I think it is the most important. And of course, if you have with that a delicious food, good drinks and music and a very nice atmosphere all around you, it's the plus,
The icing, the icing on the cake, or the cherry on the cake. Yes.
But I was thinking just about you are with friends, in the middle of the nature. So you have no decoration. It's just nature. You have no food, perhaps, and you have just a glass of water. It's enough to pass a good moment. So I think a good company, it's very, very important.
Frank, what is your opinion?
Given that I have to share a room with Robbie Williams, it's going to be a lot of good food and a lot of drink. If we eliminate that, still good food. If you are invited, you just pray that the host puts together the right company. If not, the food is still important. If you have entertainment, well, people can be entertaining, can't they? You can have a table, everybody is sitting at the table, and you could have a raconteur like Peter Ustinov, maybe, if anybody remembers him, and he could just tell stories. We would all be eating and laughing, having a great atmosphere, being entertained, and Peter Ustinov would just simply tell a good story, and that would be magic. Yeah. So, but other people who can communicate, who can tell good stories, would also be good. So it's basically a combination of everything. And yes, the magic of the host and hostess that they can put together such a dinner party. And that's an art.
Yes. Yes. Very good. I agree.
So Thank you, Janita, for agreeing with me.
I was just thinking to some very uncomfortable lunches and dinner parties I have been to in the past. And it's mostly uncomfortable because let's say, for example, the hostess knows, well, she invites her friends, but the friends don't necessarily know each other. And then you sit in a room full of people that you have no idea who they are. And some of them are shy, some of them are loud. And that makes things a little bit more complicated.
I also have, because we are, I'm here in France, and maybe Natalie and Claire can relate to that. A French lunch party on a Sunday afternoon, if you are invited, is exhausting. It is, you are at the table for about 5 to 6 hours. You have the whole scenario from aperitif all the way through to coffee, and you are not allowed to go until the coffee has been served. It is totally and utterly not good manners. And you come home, and you are totally and utterly exhausted. Anyway, that's my experience. Yeah. So it's also hard work. Yeah.
Yes. It sounds like Christmas with my parents. It's the same.
Now we're talking.
We also spend basically the whole day, not just 3 hours or 4 hours or 6 hours, but from the morning to the evening, we'll have breakfast together, we'll have lunch together, we'll have snacks in between, then we'll have dinner and dessert, and when you get home you are tired and stuffed.
You are stuffed, yeah. At least you get presents. That's the upside.
Yes,
of it.
Yes. Okay. Presents, good laughs. We always have something entertaining to do. Exactly. It makes it fun.
And it's warm.
Yes, nice and warm. Sometimes too warm or too hot.
Yes. Okie doke.
Okay. Then my next question, what would you serve at your dinner party? So keep in mind, you might not know what are some guests' allergies, diet restrictions, as well as preferences. So what would you serve at your dinner party?
Rosie.
Oh, my God. I would be the first. Thinking, Fernando, Fernanda Torres. She's a health woman. I think I will prepare a big and colorful salad with rice and some meat, can be fish, or I think fish with a colorful and big salad. Oh my God.
That sounds good. Yeah,
yes.
Salad and fish. Janita, you're not a fishy person.
I didn't include a fish on the picture.
Yes. I love fish. I think for the dinner, I think this fish and salad, some vegetable, like
what does it
some
look
vegetables,
like?
Right? A big salad and rice and some vegetables. But this vegetable can be.
What does it look like?
Look like rust. A lot of vegetables, rust.
Is it a mix of vegetables?
Yes, mix of vegetables, and you prepare with some herbs, and you put on the stove.
Ratatouille. Natalie, what is a ratatouille?
Yes, ratatouille. Well, it's a term. It's the French word, I think, but it's the mix of vegetables like tomato, courgette.
Courgettes or zucchini, depending
zucchini,
where you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Zucchini. Aubergine.
Mm-hmm.
Eggplant. Oh, potatoes. Herbs. And pepperoni.
Peppers. Peppers in Europe, capsicums in
Australia. Yeah.
And in South Africa, what do you call them, Janita?
Bell peppers.
Well, like
bell.
The American bell peppers. Okay. Yes. Okay. So.
Okay.
That sounds healthy. So, Rosie, is that what you are thinking of? A ratatouille, this mixed
yes,
vegetable?
Yes.
Very nice. I'll come to dinner.
you'll be getting fish.
That's fine. That's fine. I do eat fish.
Okay.
Monica, what would you serve at your dinner party?
What I would serve is paprikás csirke. It's a Hungarian dish. My mum was Hungarian. My dad's German. But so it's chicken and with capsicum, bell peppers, or what do they call them in French?
Poivron or
poivron, like red peppers.
Yeah.
And you sort of use chicken pieces because it's important to have the bone in for the juices. And, you know, you fry off some onion. And then the chicken, but you can get this in a jar. It's Ava. It's from Croatia and places like that. So you add a bit of that.
Mm.
And so it cooks. But then you can either make your own noodles. I bought a noodle maker. Well, it's basically like a strainer. You have a boiling pot of boiling water underneath and make the noodles and rub it into it, and all homemade noodles fall into the pot underneath, or you can buy noodles. And then you serve it with sour cream. So that's what I would make. And, yes, it just reminds me of my mum, and it's one of my favourites, and it's really easy to make and tasty.
That's very interesting. I've never heard of it.
It's Hungarian, but it's a quick dish. Yeah.
We will put it into the 2025 Breeder recipe book. Okay, that's your homework. We need the recipe for that, Monica. Yeah.
Easy, thank you.
So, and then you, sorry,
no,
Frank.
No, after you.
So, in my opinion, chicken is a safe dish for a lot of guests because a lot of people do eat chicken.
Mm.
So that's a good choice.
That's true. Alexander, hey. What about
yeah.
you?
my dinner is not so healthy.
We'll start with a gin and tonic.
Yes. At first a gin tonic. The dish is a pork knuckle with big dumplings and a coleslaw. And
Wow.
at the dessert, I will serve apple strudel with vanilla sauce.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
I will join you and Monica and Rosalie for dinner.
That's
Okay.
our favorite Bavarian dinner.
So what if you have someone who doesn't eat pork?
That's not good.
Then you hope the company is good, the drinks are good, the atmosphere is good, the entertainment is good, and the food. Okay, we'll just.
More gin and tonic.
Yeah, more gin tonic. I think then Robbie Williams has to eat more dumplings.
Okay, very good. Natalie, what would you serve at your dinner party?
I think it's a difficulty when you have a guest with which who don't like the menu that you prepare. So I prefer to do aperitif with a gin tonic if you want, Alexander, but with a lot of different toasts, in order that everyone can have satisfaction with something very healthy with the vegetables, but something very small and easy to eat in order you can speak and you are free to go to a guest, to another guest, and to be independent and not to be in my cuisine, in my
My kitchen.
kitchen, sorry. I think it's easy and it satisfies everybody or near everybody. The challenge is to have a lot of toast, a lot of aperitif, very different
Wide range.
variety. Yeah, a wide range of
Yeah,
a large
Natalie.
variety of different toasts.
Natalie, there is a name for it. I keep forgetting it. Apéro dinard or something like that.
Aperitif dinatoire.
So it is a combination of
Yeah.
apéritif, which is probably the most important part of our day in France. We sort of have a drink in the evening, either at home or with friends, and then you serve, I would say, very sophisticated nibbles, little toasts with something on them, and so on. But this would start at maybe around 6 o'clock, and by 9 o'clock you are still eating all these different nibbles. For example, what is very popular here in the Alsace are morissette. Can you explain, Natalie or Claire, what a morissette is?
I mean, if you know bretzel, it's the same. So it's like salty bread.
It's like a pretzel, but it's not in the shape of a
Yeah.
pretzel. Yeah, it's.
No, it's in between a sandwich and I don't know. It's a mix
Sandwich.
between a sandwich, a bretzel, and a baguette, I would say. Yeah.
And what do you put on them?
Usually ham and cheese,
Cheese,
even like a sandwich, like salad,
yeah.
tomatoes.
Cleo, what would you serve at your dinner party?
I would s serve the same as my mom, but maybe a little twist. I really like cheese, so maybe a cheese like plate. So I would put a baguette in the middle of the, I don't know, the table, on the table, and so then my guest would just be able to taste of our good French cheese charcuterie.
Charcuterie is the same in English.
Yeah, it's the same. Really.
Hey, that's a very nice idea.
Yes.
So in simple terms, we call it finger food.
Yes.
Yes. Or sometimes they also refer to it as a harvest table.
Harvest table.
Yes, because then you also have your cheese, some fruit, some bread, salamis, hams, and you can choose whatever you would like to have. Let's talk about your guests. I think this will be the last one we have time for. But let's talk about your guests. So each of you had to prepare between 3 to 5 guests that you would like to invite to dinner. So tell me, who are they, why you invited them, and maybe what conversations you think they might have at the table. So I know Monica is well prepared. She has her notes. Monica, would you like to start?
Okay. Some of the people I'd invite would be Roger Federer, because he was always a great athlete, but he was also humble and, you know, did a lot for the community, but he was humble with his amazing achievements. Someone else would be Rowan Atkinson, who I found out yesterday, he actually did electrical engineering at university, but he's Mr. Bean and Blackadder. So he'd be really funny. And so, you know, he'd be good for conversation and, and the other person who I'd invite is Susie Quattro, because she's amazing. A lot of the other singers who've done all the drugs and alcohol. I saw Meatloaf years ago and he was awful. He was just trying to earn money for his retirement. But Susie Quattro is still amazing. She's in her 70s, but she's super fit. And I grew up with that music in the 70s and 80s. So they were the people I would add to my list.
Okay. Very good. And what do you think they will talk about at the table? What will they discuss?
Oh, that would be difficult. They're all very varied, which is why I chose them.
Well, Rowan Atkinson, Rowan Atkinson wouldn't talk. He'd just do Mr. Bean all the evening, wouldn't he?
Very steady bear.
Yes.
Hopefully they wouldn't talk about the world events at the moment, but something else, and, you know, something more positive. But no, there'd be, I don't know, but like Roger Federer, because he's just so humble, and he was a good sport and didn't have tantrums. So, no, he was good, and he was a gentleman, basically, compared to some of the people who play sport now. And he's just an all-round nice guy. But I don't know what they talk about. You know, there's so many things they could talk about. They all come from different countries, so, you know, they're spread all around the world, and they're sort of different age groups. So I don't know. They might talk about the great food that they're enjoying.
Yes.
Hopefully.
It's also going to be a new dish for them to try.
Yes. So, and new people to meet.
Yes. Okay, who would like to go next?
Rosie. I keep picking on Rosie because she always pops up on my screen. Rosie, which famous people would you like to invite to this?
Can everyone still hear me?
In these pictures?
No, not in any picture. So are there famous people you would invite to the dinner?
Like I said in the beginning of our meeting, Fernanda mm-hmm. Torres, yes.
Okay. But mm-hmm. anybody else?
Let me see. Can be Djavan. He's a singer and I love his voice. I love his songs. Maybe Djavan.
Okay, better than Robbie Williams.
His song is really, really nice. MPB songs.
Okay. Nobody else?
Okay. Rogério Flauzini. He is a singer too. And he's so kind. He's so nice. I think I will invite him. And I've had the opportunity to help him at the airport when I worked there, helping people to buy the ticket to travel, and he's really, really nice.
Okay, so Alexander, which famous people would you like to bring with you to this party?
Okay, one of my guests is on Janita's picture. He's Mahatma Gandhi, and I would like to talk with him about the life in India in the past. India is a very interesting country for me. And I will talk with him about the country. And he's a freedom fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And the third person is Steve Jobs, the Apple founder. And I will talk with him about how satisfied he is about the development, Frank, wie sich Apple entwickelt hat nach seinem Ableben sozusagen.
Okay, so how Apple progressed and developed after his death.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
Yeah.
Hmm.
These
okay.
Things I will talk about with my guests.
How does Robbie Williams fit in with Mahatma Gandhi?
Okay, that's a good question. I don't know what.
Okay. What do you think they will have a very interesting conversation?
Or
will they
avoid
each other? Maybe.
So sorry. I was just checking something. Steve Jobs and who, Janita? Steve Jobs and
Mahatma Gandhi.
And Steve Jobs talking.
No, Robbie Williams. Williams. Oh. Robbie Williams and Mahatma Gandhi.
That would be the entertainment part of it all.
I think so.
Okay. Thank you, Alexander.
Okay. Natalie, if you could choose, or who would your guest be, your 3 to 5 guests that you would invite to dinner?
Yes. The difficulty is to have a good...
a good balance, a good mixture, yeah?
The harmony between your guests, and that was...
So we have Roger Federer, Rowan Atkinson, Susie Quattro, two Brazilian singers, Mahatma Gandhi, Steve Jobs...
Robbie Williams.
Yes, thank you, Monica.
we have
Estelle from Hunsbach.
I was thinking about one person which could have all the role, you know, a celebrity, scientific, author, politician, artist. Well, I don't think it's possible. But I was thinking, I don't know why, about Carla Bruni, Sarkozy.
Oh.
I don't know if you know
her.
she was a top model. She's a singer. And she's married with a famous political French political. So I think we have a mix of all the topics. And that could be... interesting to speak with this person, for example, and not have complication between the relation with all your guests.
And she's actually quite a good-looking woman as well, at least.
Why do you need to say that?
from a male perspective, eye candy, as we would say. Yeah. Wow, that's different.
Is that your only guest you want to add?
I think about a lot of persons that I like singer or author, but the fact to invite them at home to speak with them, it's different. So,
okay, that's okay. So Cleo, which guest would you like to invite to your dinner?
I would say the footballer Son Heung-min. I'm really not into football, but I think a few months ago, I just watched an interview with this footballer, like with Vogue magazine or something like that on YouTube. And he is known to be like the kindest footballer in the world. And I really agree. And I feel like I believe that his interviews and podcasts, they're all very interesting, and the way he thinks, and not only about football, but respecting others. He's Korean. He's the most popular football player in Korea, and one of the most popular in the world. But yeah, I feel like we would have a good time.
Okay, interesting. Maybe he and Roger Federer can have a nice conversation about sport.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Frank, who would you like to add as your guests?
Okay, so it's actually interesting how this all fits together. So as a nod to you in South Africa, Janita, I hope I'm not going to do anything politically totally wrong here. Mm-hmm. I would actually invite F.W. de Klerk.
Okay. Yes. That's interesting.
Because everybody talks about Nelson Mandela. But
yes.
If it would not have been for F.W. de Klerk, history in South Africa would have changed.
Yes.
And I think for those who do not know him, F.W. de Klerk was the president of South Africa in 1990 when Nelson Mandela was released from Robben Island. I watched this live on television at the time. I still remember it. And I think F.W. de Klerk, Mahatma Gandhi, and Steve Jobs would certainly have an interesting conversation with each other. Then I would... I would invite Michelangelo.
Nice. Okay.
Thank you, Janita. I would invite Michelangelo so that maybe he could give a little keynote speech or a little talk about beauty, because I think that is something that is sadly lacking in the world at the moment. And the third person I would invite, for a totally different reason, I don't know how many people know this, I would invite Aristotle Onassis, because he was a dishwasher in Buenos Aires in Argentina in 1923 when he started his career. So he started very humbly. But of course, he was in the 1970s and 1980s, the person who had He was a shipping magnate, so he owned the most ships that were sailing around on the planet. So we would have someone who cleans up after us, and also to tell us how to make lots of money, maybe
okay.
in a more respectable way than is done today as well. I don't know. So those would be my three. I've got a couple of others, but I think looking at the guest list as it stands, I think that would be the people I would bring with me.
Okay. Can I add mine?
Yes, please. I've been waiting for an hour for this.
Okay. My first guest that I would like to invite is American author James Patterson. Yes. So we don't have any authors or any writers on the list. And I think that the reason I like him so much is because he can collaborate or work with other people. And some of his books, the research, everything he's done, he does go through a lot of research and interviews and conversations to make the books more realistic. And one of his ranges is called the Murder or Women's Murder Club, and that he writes together with The lady's name is Maxine Payne. And the way they work together and tell stories, I think that is, if he comes to our dinner party and talks to everyone, he will have very nice stories to write so I can read it.
The memoirs of your dinner party. Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. My second person would be Leonardo da Vinci.
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow. So,
yes. So Leonardo da Vinci, obviously he is known as an artist as well for the Mona Lisa and the Last Supper. And I don't know who knows, but he became famous because the Mona Lisa was stolen. And aside from that, he was also a scientist and a physicist, and he studied human anatomy. He was also an engineer. He designed some ideas of a helicopter many, many years ago. And some flying, he called it a flying machine. So I think that he will have very interesting conversations and stories to tell. And I want to know, how did he get his ideas? And then my last person, she's a wild card, but I would like to invite Cleopatra.
I thought of her too.
Nice. So she was not an Egyptian. She was actually from Greece, and she was the ruler of Egypt at that time, but she was known for her beauty. A lot of people say she wasn't as beautiful, but a lot of history talks about her beauty and her political strategies. She was married to two of her brothers, the one she poisoned and the other one, I can't remember. I think he died in a war. But then she was also connected to some Julius Caesar and his Mark Anthony, his head warrior.
Yes.
Yes. So I want to know why.
Exactly.
Why did she marry her brothers? How did she get to Julius Caesar and her strategies? And she was also known as being very smart. And then also she poisoned herself. I want to know why. So those are the three people that I would invite.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And Leonardo and Michelangelo could have a good natter together as well.
Yes.
And have a good conversation. James Patterson could write all about this.
Yes.
And we would have to do a security check on Cleopatra just to make sure that she doesn't bring any poison to the table.
Yes. And I think she will be very charming with the men in the room, so we just have to be careful with that too.
Yeah, but that would make Carla Bruni jealous. I'm not sure if that's a good idea. I don't know if you know Carla Bruni, Janita, but that could be fun. Cleopatra and Carla. Natalie, what do you think? Cleopatra and Carla Bruni exchanging men's stories with each other? I think that would be fascinating. Natalie, what do you think?
Yes, it's not at the same time, but that could be a good meeting.
Well,
interesting.
Men haven't changed since the beginning of time, have they? We are still horrible creatures, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't that right, Alexander?
Yes.
Thank you. Good, good answer.
And until Janita mentioned Da Vinci, I thought there's no scientist before be the other person I was going to invite, but I had to reduce my list, was Marie Curie, the French scientist.
Yes,
so
I also
she was on
had
my
her...
list.
Yes.
It was a really good topic you chose.
Yes, yes. Very, very lively, very good. Thank you, Janita, for doing this.
My pleasure.
So it's 8 p.m. in South Korea. What are you going to have for dinner, or have you eaten?
Oh, we have eaten.
You have eaten. What did you have for dinner? What did you have for dinner?
It was Korean, like Korean omelet, I would say.
Oh.
It's like with
Pancakes, salt. Okay, super. Okay, and it's breakfast time in Sao Paulo, Rosie. So are you thinking of dinner already, or is it too early?
Yes, I think it's too early. Yeah, because usually I don't have dinner usually, because I have breakfast, I have lunch, but I don't usually have dinner.
You don't have dinner?
Usually I eat something soft. I don't eat food.
Yeah, maybe maybe just like a snack.
Yes,
something
yes.
small, something light.
Yes, some salad, some healthy bread, or some tapioca.
We know that one. But I mean...
Yes, because in the lunch, I eat rice, I eat salad, I eat meat or fish. But in the dinner, no, in the dinner, I eat some snack.
Okay. Some of you won't understand this because it alludes to last week. Janita, am I appropriately dressed for this dinner party?
Yes, casual.
I'm wearing a rugby shirt and a pair of black jeans. Is that okay?
Yes, that's suitable.
You don't have to go to your husband's closet. Thank you.
No.
Okay. Janita, shall we call it a day?
Yes, that's fine. We can call it a day. So first, I would like to thank all of you for joining today's class and participating in the dinner party. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for taking the time to prepare and think about your guests, the food that you will serve. I really, really appreciate that. And thank you for making me feel welcome. I don't know how to explain it. I have this warm feeling inside, like a fuzzy feeling.
You're an English teacher. You're supposed to.
I know. But to explain the way that I feel, it's excitement and nervous, and I feel welcome and appreciated. And I think that is why I have this warm, fuzzy feeling inside.
Well. Good to hear that. Good to hear that. Okay.
Yes. All right, for you as well. Thank you very much for letting me take over your class.
Well, you can have them.
It depends if they want me.
That was great.
As long as I'm part of the package, I will try and behave. I know I'm the clown in all of this scenario, but there you go. Okay, so Janita, thank you very much.